This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's something a little off. Obviously, the team's not good. So, like, let's start there. But I am encouraged. I know that sounds like loser talk. I am encouraged. Like, I like the two-man game between Draymond and Butler.
I don't know how you're encouraged.
Because, like, I this is a work in progress, Joe. I know what I've signed up for. I didn't sign up for 65 wins. Like, I would like that. That's not real. Like, my eyes are telling me this is going to be a team that's going to frustrate me and drive me crazy. The young guys are playing good. They are. It's the old guys who haven't necessarily executed. Jimmy dribbled the ball off his foot. Jimmy missed a free throw. And I like Jimmy. He's new, you know? Steph, you know, he missed a free throw. First miss all year in a fourth quarter for a free throw. It's just the way that game was going, Klay hitting early on, Kyrie being unstoppable. They were lucky to be in a tied game situation late in the game. Let's call it what it is. And they locked down defensively in a way and got multiple stops that I haven't seen all year. I haven't seen an opportunity all year where Draymond was vintage Draymond for 4 or 5 straight possessions defensively. And they were getting the loose balls with a GP2 and a Moody and Butler coming through with big time stops. Even Curry had multiple big time little like swipes and stuff. So the defensive side late in the game, that was encouraging. The switching, not good.
No. Their point of attack defense was not good. Their late game situation,
they jumped out.
Plays were not good. It wasn't a clutch game, and this isn't a clutch team, which is unfortunate. They're 500 in clutch games this year, basically, are now one game under. They played in the most clutch games outside of the Minnesota Timberwolves. A clutch game, what is it? 5 minutes to go within 5 points. That's what's constituted as a clutch game, and the Warriors are under 500 in those games. They are 1-17, 1-20, whatever they are. They're 0-9 on the road when they're trailing heading into the fourth quarter. They're 0-9 when heading into the fourth quarter without a lead. That's a team right now that tells me they can't fight adversity. They can't get through adversity. It's early with Jimmy Butler, so we'll see if things can change here going forward. They're 2-1 still. We're going to wait and see with Steph, Dre, and Klay, or not Klay, but Klay played last night for the Dallas Mavericks, but Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, if they're going to play tonight, because the more I'm thinking about it, I need those guys to play tonight. I would like to try to win this game tonight. I feel like this is a massive swing game for the Golden State Warriors. Because if you could be over 500, being 28 and 27, as opposed to 27 and 28, I feel it would be huge for not the fan base, but the players in that locker room and the coaching staff saying, you know what? Since we've gotten Jimmy Butler, we're a 3-1 team. For the mentals alone, I think is huge. And that's a big question mark for Steve Kerr, because I've already given you the minutes from Stephen Curry, Joshi, asking what he's had to play here going forward. 37 last night, 34 against the Bucks, 34 against the Bulls, 37 against the Lakers, 35 against 30. It's a lot of wear and tear on a guy that's dealing with bilateral knee tendonitis, and he's not been shooting the ball very well.
Guess what though, Joe? If you don't make it past April, you got all May, June, July, August to rest, because there's no Olympics.
But you got to be careful here, though, too, because you do not want a significant injury happening to your star play.
Of course.
So I do understand that there is some risk here if you're trying to do the back-to-backs. Yes.
It's out of necessity, and that's just where they're at. I mean, that's where – and you know what? I hate to be this guy. Steph, you are a max player.
Yeah.
Like yes, does the organization owe it to themselves to – navigate the age of Steph Curry? Absolutely. But part of being a premium player and a maximum player and the best player on the team is there's going to be times we're going to ask you to do something that you're a little uncomfortable with. And Look, it is what it is. I don't know what else to say. I want him to play tonight.
You brought Jimmy Butler in for reasons like this.
Yes.
Hey, if Steph can't go tonight, I need Jimmy for 40 minutes.
And Jimmy ain't played in months.
That's what I'm getting at.
So there's really no excuse for him.
I need Jimmy to be playing tonight if Steph can't go all 40-plus minutes. He needs to go. Draymond, we'll see. He's dealing with that calf. I need him to go, but these are the games and situations. If Steph can't go, all right, Jimmy, let's see what you got. You're the guy now. And I said it when they made the trade. There's going to be points and there's going to be times, maybe in a playoff series, Jimmy's going to have to be your one if Steph can't get it going. Like, Jimmy might have to be the guy here going forward at times if Steph can't handle the load physically. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on those platforms. It's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Jason Richardson going to be joining us here at 9 o'clock in the next hour. Jason Richardson, Jay Rich, breaking all things Golden State Warriors down, the dunk contest, the All-Star Game weekend. Yes, the All-Star Game is here. It's going to be a little wet for people that are traveling, but that's all right. Hopefully it clears up over the weekend. I don't think any rain is forecasted Saturday and Sunday. By the way, we're going to be giving out the keyword here in the next 10 minutes for the knockout tournament. Be listening for the next 10 minutes. Going to give you the keyword. And then next segment between 8:30 and 9, you're going to hear a sounder and you're going to have a chance to call in with that keyword and win a spot in the knockout tournament and shoot hoops on the court at Chase Center tournament Monday, March 3rd. And again, be listening to the 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours today and tomorrow for your chance to win. Have to be 18 and be a California resident. Steve Kerr yesterday on if the Vets can go today after a tough loss, a late loss, and an early arrival in Houston.
This was obviously kind of a fatiguing game late to your flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after. So it's a tough back-to-back, and you know, that's why that's what makes this loss even more frustrating is that, you know, we're gonna get into Houston at 3 o'clock, you know, whatever it is, because, you know, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, you know, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff. So I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We got to strap it up and get ready for tomorrow.
Jassy, I'm going to go as far to say this. Given the circumstances and given all the momentum you had and all the negative momentum the Dallas Mavericks had, I think that was one of the worst losses of the season. I don't even think it's close.
Well, and which makes it even more frustrating for me that you let Kyrie Irving have 27 in the second half.
Exactly. Fine, but again, one of the worst losses of the season was last night. It was inexcusable as far as I'm concerned.
Joe, when you know that one guy is cooking you that bad, like,
it's a Hall of Famer, he's one of the greatest of all time, that's going to happen. Like, that, it's going
to
happen.
No. See, that's, I disagree. You have to implement strategies to make sure that someone else beats you. Like, you literally have watched the blueprint with other teams running Steph Curry off the ball and basically saying, we will let anyone else on the team beat us, but not that guy.
Well, what if I told you in that game, hey, you know what? Kyrie goes off, but we pretty much handled everyone else. I think you'd take that. Like, I mean, Klay Thompson had 17 points. He had 19 shot attempts. He was 6-19. It wasn't great. You know, Max Christie's another guy I'm looking at. I was like, you let Max Christie beat you. He had 2 clutch free throws late. He was 6-12. He had 17 points.
I watched that game thinking the entire time, he's killing you. Stop him. Double him. What are you doing? The whole third quarter, that's all I thought.
I understand that. I also understand that all Hall of Fame players play at Hall of Fame level sometimes, and yesterday was one of those moments. I don't know if you threw the kitchen sink at him, that would have stopped him. Would he have had 42? No, he probably would have had 30-plus, but again, to your point, I need someone else. Yeah, I need to stop the other guys too. Like Max Christie I'm looking at. Like, we can't let Max Christie beat us. We can't let the guy that just got traded from the Lakers, who's a good young player, I really like Max Christie. I think I've been higher on him than most people have.
I like Max Christie.
He's very good. I can't have him being the difference in that game, though, too. But late in a game.
When Kyrie hit 3 consecutive threes, you didn't sit here and go, all right, time out, enough is enough, let's switch this up. Like, that is the essence of coaching.
Sure.
Like, they're picking on you. And to me, if I'm, let's reverse it. If Buddy Hield's guarding Curry, what are we all thinking? Huh, to continue to exploit that matchup. Like, that is the essence of coaching, and it is adjustments and subtleties and allowing someone else to beat you. The Belichick rule, take away what they do best And yesterday, what they were doing best was Kyrie ISO killing you. You had to go to the double earlier.
Was it on the coaches or players last night? 888-957-9570. No, it is. But if you were to lean one way or the other, which one would be? Because I do feel like we're giving the players a little bit of a pass here. I get it. Doubling Kyrie Irving would have helped. Could have helped. You didn't do it. I would have liked my star players also to show up in the biggest moments. It didn't feel like Stephen Curry and co were rising to the occasion. Yes,
I would agree.
Big three from Steph late. But after that, it was just some boneheadery and some tomfoolery from the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I thought he didn't get calls too, because he went to the rack. Did he not go to the rack multiple times in that fourth quarter?
Got four free throw attempts. And yes,
should have been eight.
When it mattered most, though, he did get a call, Joe Shasky. And he missed the free throw. God, that was a killer.
But on the other
one, when it mattered most, did he get the call?
No, because on the layup prior to the Kyrie Irving rip through, he got clearly fouled when he went up with the left hand. Clearly fouled, fell to the ground, put both his arms up. Draymond yelled at the official. They go back. Moses Moody has his hand out. Kyrie does the stupid rip through, which has been adjudicated out of the league. They're not letting you do it. And he shoots a three with his left hand, which he has no business shooting, and he gets three free throws. So no, I disagree.
With 37 seconds to go, Stephen Curry had a chance to take the lead and to go up one. He missed his second free throw. It sucks. It doesn't define who he is as a player. It's his first missed free throw in the fourth quarter. No, I'm
saying missed the other one.
With 37 seconds to go, you had a chance to take the lead and you didn't, and that could have changed everything right there.
There's no doubt they missed
on that. There's a butterfly effect after something like that.
You
take the lead, there's more pressure on the other team.
But again, the 5-point swing of not getting free throws on one end and giving up three free throws on the other end, like, we could do that the whole fourth quarter. And that, I do think on some level, the game was extremely frustrating as a viewer. Just the inconsistency on calls. I mean, they lost the possession because of an 8-second violation where the guy clearly kicked the ball and 8 seconds had not passed. And what did they do? They hit a three.
Then the break sometimes, unfortunately.
But those are 2 5-point swings.
Again.
So we're talking about 10-point swings off of back-to-back possessions.
It shouldn't have even been a 4-point game. They didn't have Anthony Davis. They didn't have Lively. They didn't have Gafford. The Dallas Mavericks stunk last night.
That's why you play the game.
Like, come on, bro.
But that's why you play the game.
That team was on a silver platter to beat, and you lost to a team in absolute shambles. A team that has fears of the team moving to Vegas, for God's sakes. We had Mike Bacsik on the other week saying, yeah, when they traded Luka, the entire famous blew up because this team might be leaving the freaking state. That team is in shambles right now on a silver platter. And you lost it when you had Steph, Jimmy, and Dre in the starting lineup and you let Kyrie go nuclear on you. Eric.
And Clay was great in the first half.
Eric in Fairfield. What's going on, man? You're Spadoni and Shasky.
Great show again. But I just want to touch on another point that I don't hear being touched on a lot or much, is that I think that where the game was lost, and you had just spoke on it, they didn't have any bigs. You know, Lively's out. You got Gafford out. You have, so on and so on. And Clinton Post gets 12 minutes. I mean, the guy, you know, I understand he's a rookie, but his whole college career, he shot 80% from the free throw line. At least by the second half, when you see Kyrie going off, we have to go to these half-court tests. And this is something that Steve Kerr constantly does. He's so worried about matching up with the other team versus making the other team match up with him. I used to watch Phil Jackson do it to Don Nelson constantly. We would try to go small, or Don Nelson, you know, when Don Nelson came back with the words, we try to go small, and Phil Jackson would go bigger. People go bigger. And that's something I don't understand. You know, constantly trying to match up with the other team versus making this other team match up with you. You got a 7-footer. He came right out the beginning of the game. He's snatching every rebound. You know, I understand it was 12 minutes. And I understand he was a minus 15, you know, throughout those 12 minutes. But in that second half, we really needed to kind of slow the game down. You know, we started to catch up, and we kind of needed to slow the game down, go to a half-court set. We have a 7-footer out there that clearly showed he can play the game.
No, it's a good call, Eric. I'm both with you, Eric. The Quentin Post minutes, it was kind of baffling for me in that second half. For sure. If we're going to get on Steve Kerr for something, definitely some of the lineups there and the lack of size when you're going to a team with no size at all. Yeah, it was frustrating. That was frustrating.
And look, you're going to look at the box score. People are like, well, Guy Santos didn't do anything. I'm like, no, Guy made lots of little
hustle
score. Plays.
Yeah, I just would like, I said he didn't do it. I would just like to at least attempt a shot. Like, that would be nice.
Sure. But the guy was giving you second chance points.
Sure.
And so, like, he's because he's not that big, but he's bigger than GP2, right?
and he's thicker and wider and a better boxer outer. And has just a better knack for rebounding than Buddy Hield. Like, to me, you got to play some of these guys that just have a knack for making winning plays. It can't just be like, hey, he's a shooter. He plays.
You had 18 offensive rebounds, 9 more than the Dallas Mavericks. That led to 9 more shot attempts. But again, only one more of them was made by the Dallas. Dallas made more shot attempts than you did at the end of the day. And you had 9 more attempts. Like, those layups.
I know. Draymond Pajemski back-to-back misses.
Just
horrible.
Hell, if you go to Jimmy Butler, too, like, 2 of his shots that he made were just absolutely cherry-picking. And then you go to that, and then it's just like, what did he have? I got to give out the